so. Some combustible material there.
Yeah.
Whether in this audience or people elsewhere in the world hearing some of this, may well be doing the screaming with rage thing after, well, some of them. Language seems to me is really important here. When you're talking about the veil, you're talking about women dressed in cloth bags. You know, I've lived in the Muslim world, spoken with a lot of Muslim women, and some of them would say something else. They would say, no, you know, this is a celebration of female specialness. It helps build that, and it's an expression, it's a result of the fact that, and this is arguably a sophisticated psychological view, that male lust is not to be trusted.
Right.
I mean, can you engage in a conversation with that kind of woman without seeing kind of cultural imperialist?
Yeah, well, I think this is, I tried to broach this in a sentence watching the clock ticking, but the question is, what is voluntary in a context where men have certain expectations and certain, and you're guaranteed to be treated in a certain way if you don't veil yourself? And so if anyone in this room wanted to wear a veil or a very funny hat or tattoo their faces, or, I mean, I think we should be free to voluntarily do whatever we want, but we have to be honest about the constraints that these women are placed under. And so I think we shouldn't be so eager to always take their word for it, especially in, you know, when it's 120 degrees out and you're wearing a full burqa.